Yeah, well, the old part for me I can't avoid. But if I'm not getting an HF, I doubt if I'll ever get there. I've been a UHF for all my life, and I just basically got my ham ticket to extend the range of HF, excuse me, UHF frequencies. And with the stuff that's going on right now and future projects that are in the works, I'm just, you know, getting radios updated. And I don't even have a node yet. I still got to work on that. But right now, the big project is getting my 70 centimeter frequencies into my Motorolas and stuff like that, and that's the biggest challenge right now. But yeah, it's just listening, you know, I got racing coming up for the next few weeks, and I'm doing that, and I'm pulled in a lot of directions, and I just don't want to end up in the hospital like I did on Friday, so I just got to take a step back, relax, let time take its course, let these projects take their course, I will be fine. But don't ever retire, because if you do retire, life just gets crazier. I thought I'd have it easy, and I don't. I've been more busy in the last 12 years than I've been in, you know, the first 40, 50 years that you're working from 18 to 65. You know, my goodness. I don't know how people do it nowadays. Back over to Ray, if he's still with us.